Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday evening. We are rolling towards Election Day. It's crazy to think, but we're less than 100 days out. You're hearing the reports there. President Trump apparently about to fully, totally, completely endorse Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears for governor. Excellent. I've got to tell you. We've got a great slate of candidates, slate of candidates with great accomplishments. I look at what Jason Meares has been able to do during the last couple of years as the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, and I am so grateful to him. With my Jason Meares sign up out front, I still need one for the backyard, protector of the people. That's what he has done as AG. And I'm just thrilled he's got a couple of moments to join us. Jason, thank you so much for being here, man.
It is always great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about some of these CAs, these Commonwealth attorneys that we're seeing who have just decided, even though they've been elected as prosecutors, they're not all that interested in prosecuting crimes, having criminals arrested. I'm looking right up 95 at Steve Descano in Fairfax. What gives?
Yeah, I mean, you have these local district attorneys, we call them Commonwealth attorneys in Virginia, but they have decided that they'd rather be a social worker than a prosecutor. And, you know, our criminal justice system works when you obviously have defense attorneys playing their role, but prosecutors are there to seek justice, be the voice for the victims, and obviously prosecute felons and make sure they get off our streets. Well, too many of them decided, a lot of them have been elected by this left-wing special interest money. Soros is one of many that have been funding them. They get elected and they decide they're just not going to enforce the law. Descano has decided that entire categories of the law, they just won't prosecute. They won't prosecute any larceny-related case of $1,500 or less. That's essentially legalizing theft. And so they consistently fail to do their job. This most recent incident, a horrific incident that happened up in Fairfax, Governor Youngkin has formally asked us to both investigate and report back to him and the people of Virginia the systematic failures in the Fairfax Commonwealth Attorney's Office. But yet an individual had 43 prior charges that have been thrown against them. So many of them have essentially been dropped. It gets picked up on an abduction charge. He essentially is given a no-cash bail, no-cash bond, gets out on July 15th. July 18th, there's video, horrific video, of this perpetrator being at the Fairfax County Mall abducting a three-year-old child. That's what happened to no-cash bond, which, by the way, my opponent, Jay Jones, in this race supports no cash bond. If your listeners aren't familiar what that means, it essentially means that you get arrested, even if you're a serial rapist, you're a murderer, and you get arrested, you could be released essentially with no penalty whatsoever if you fail to show up in court. It is essentially saying, I promise I'll show up in court, and you literally walked out the door. It's not like some of these cases you hear, like with P. Diddy, where they put these very large bonds on these individuals prior to trial. This doesn't exist in this world. No matter what the charge, no matter what the case, no matter how many charges you have pending, no matter what the threat is may be to the victim, you're allowed to simply just walk out the door. That's essentially what happened in Fairfax. It was a no-cash bond that was granted. Jay Jones wants to make that mandatory for literally every single criminal charge in the state. This person was able to walk out and 3 days later try to abduct a child. And so the governor's asked us to get to the truth of the matter, which we've been proud to do, and other sensitive issues throughout our time. And we're going to, as I tell every investigator on my office, every prosecutor on my team, our job is to seek the truth, to be fearful, to be fearless, to be deliberate, but to seek truth regardless of the consequences. And so I'm very proud of the team that we have, and we're going to seek this without fear or favor.
Well, it is a great team that you have assembled, and the team that you've assembled, in all candor, has done exactly that. And I just have to assume here, as we chat with Jason Miyares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, that part of that must come from your background as a prosecutor. And you mentioned your opponent in this race, Jay Jones. Can you talk about his record as a prosecutor so we, you know, get us some information?
Let me explain to your listeners the top cases Jay Jones has prosecuted. Nothing. He has never prosecuted. He wants to be Virginia's top prosecutor. He has never prosecuted a single case in his life in court, and he wants to lead the largest division at the Attorney General's office is the criminal division. This is an individual that his entire career, the General Assembly, is being a social justice warrior. He's shown zero interest in standing with law enforcement. Every time he has reached a fork in the road where he's had a chance to stand with law enforcement, to stand with victims, or stand with felons, he stands with felons. This is an individual who thought a bill that would require 60 days in jail for a repeat domestic abuser. He thought 60 days in jail for a repeat wife abuser was too harsh of a sentence. He voted no. Another bill that would have had 12 months mandatory minimum. If you're an adult and you go on school property and you deal drugs on school property to a child, Jay Jones thought 12 months was too harsh of a sentence for you. He voted no. And what's worse is he has championed this early felon release program. Ralph Northam signed in the law. He voted for it. He championed it. It essentially abolished truth in sentencing, which what we used to have in Virginia. If you do the crime, you do the time. He changed it. He basically allowed felons to get out with years on their sentence. This is something that every year as Attorney General, I have attempted to get this, bring back truth in sentencing in Virginia. Every year it has died on a party line vote in the General Assembly. Governor Youngkin has pledged to sign it if he got backed on his desk. It has never gotten to his desk to sign. And now we're stuck and we're saddled with this Northam era law that has led to disastrous consequences. 9,638 felons just in fiscal year 2023 got released early under the Northam J. Jones law. And just in less than 2 years, 49.8% have been rearrested. Over 53 Virginians have died, have been murdered by felons that were supposed to be behind bars that got out released early and murdered their victims. Over 100 Virginians have been raped or sexually assaulted by a felon that should have been behind bars, that got released early and hurt victims. That is the Jay Jones, soft Jay Jones record on public safety. You can't trust him. He's completely and woefully inexperienced for the job. Not only has he never been a prosecutor, his legislative record showed he has zero interest in what I think is your first job as Attorney General, which is being the people's protector and protecting the general public. He has shown no desire to do that.
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Just looking at it from the outside, I remind everybody, Jason Miyares is the Attorney General, running for re-election, has done an incredible job. Our mutual friend, Mindy Applewhite, she lost her daughter as a result of that Ralph Northam, Jay Jones activity.
Yeah, I mean, Mindy Applewhite had an amazing daughter that similar where I'm not going to call him a gentleman, he's a monster. Treated his vehicle, got out early, treated his vehicle like a 2-ton weapon, and hit her beautiful daughter going over 30 miles per hour over the speed limit. And, you know, it was absolutely so painful. And so that has been, I think, a real shift in my office where I said from day one as Attorney General, because I had talked to so many victims over the course of my career, both as a member of the House of Delegates and then also obviously early in my career as a prosecutor. But I had talked to so many victims that during the Northam years, they felt that they had been ignored. They were having these great debates about quote unquote social justice reform, criminal justice reform, but nobody ever talked about victims. And I had said from the beginning that I was going to be their voice I was going to be a voice for victims. And you could go back and see, I did not always speak on the floor of the General Assembly, but when I rose to speak, so often it was on behalf of the victims of those who are victims of crime. And I said that I was going to make sure the Attorney General's office was going to get back to being focused on victims being their voice and going after the criminal felons that were creating too many of them in Virginia.
Well, you have truly been the people's protector for these past 4 years. This is another issue, I would assume. I mean, I want to assume too much, but these are the issues I'm sure that will be debated between yourself as the sitting attorney general and Jay Jones, who wants to be the attorney general, right?
Well, Jay has so far shown that soft Jay Jones is too scared to be on stage with me. I'm not actually surprised. They would require him to do something he's never done his entire career, which is actually prosecute something and prosecute the case of why they should hire him. And so he's never had to explain his record. He's always, when the few years he was in the House of Delegates before he quit, he was in a very, very deep blue district. And obviously he ran 4 years ago against Mark Herring. My predecessor tried to run to him against him from the left. And he's been in a Democratic primary. Unfortunately, so many of the legacy media outlets just refuse to ask him hard questions. But that's okay, because that's why we have spent a lot of time both raising the money so we can communicate directly to voters on how weak he is, our incredible record of public safety and being a voice for the victims, both criminal misconduct and corporate misconduct, holding those perpetrators responsible. So we're proud of our record as a people's protector. We know Jay can't defend his record, so I'm really candidly not surprised. We actually anticipated this, that he'd be too afraid to ever get on stage with me. And so that's exactly what we anticipated, and he's just proving exactly what I thought he was.
Well, I will hope that over the next 90-some-odd days you continue to share with everyone your record. It's one to be proud of. Share with everyone his record, such as it is. And I, of course, wish you nothing but the best. I look forward to having you back when your schedule allows it, because I think this is as important as the jobs of governor and lieutenant governor are, and I'm not minimizing them. I look at the attorney general as an ex-cop. You look at it as a former prosecutor and say, you're standing on that thin line, protecting my family,
yeah.
And I appreciate you.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the most important offices in Virginia. I think the stakes going to be higher. And so, yes, I get the great joy of asking voters to rehire me to continue to protect them. Thank you for giving me that platform, and see you on the trail ahead.
Sounds great. Thank you. I remind everybody, visit jasonbiaris.com, jasonbiaris.com. If you are not familiar with all of the Attorney General's accomplishments in office, great place to take a look at it. And you know what? You should visit the Jay Jones website as well. See what it is that Mr. Jones stands for. He won't get on a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Debate stage with the Attorney General. He won't come on this program. He won't come on any program that I'm aware of. He won't go anywhere. He is just sort of counting on ultra-leftists who care more about criminals than they do victims, care more about criminals than they do about cops. He's counting on them to somehow get him the AG's office so he can turn it upside down and inside out. I, for one, don't want that to happen. So, again, check out Mr. Jones, Jay Jones, his website, his information, and you make sure you go to jasonmiaris.com, jasonmiaris.com, because I'm here to tell you, I watched 8 years of Mark Herring, and I knew what an abomination it was. And I've watched almost 4 years with Jason Meares, and I sleep better at night knowing that Jason Meares is the Attorney General. Simple as that. Simple as that. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera is going to be here. Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to check him out. Okay, again, he'll start his program, Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera at 6 in the morning. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.